Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And this is brought to you by WP Gears. Today, we're going to talk about what do you do when your WordPress theme updates often? Tim and I are, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that we are big Divi theme lovers. We create products for the Divi theme, plugins and themes, and we're just a big proponent. Well, the awesome, the good, and the bad with Divi is that they're constantly innovating. The bad is that they're constantly innovating. which means they have lots of updates, and they're constantly putting out updates. I mean, I would venture to say that, and this is just a wild guess, but I would almost be willing to put money on it that in 2018, Elegant Themes' Divi theme had more updates than any other WordPress theme on the planet. Because they just constantly put out updates. Well, obviously, when you update a theme, all of the plugin developers and everything have to update as well to match, you know, make sure that it's still working with the theme, which can cause a lot of issues in the long run and stuff. So we kind of wanted to touch on today why you may want to consider, you know, what steps you want to take and what you should do, what's a solution to a theme that updates often.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to say something that might be a little bit controversial in the WordPress space, because the general rule of thumb is keep your WordPress software itself up to date, keep your plugins up to date, keep your themes up to date. But I'm going to go ahead and say that for themes like Divi that update often, you don't have to do every single update. Now, with a responsible developer like Elegant Themes, if there ever is any type of security loophole that they find, they send out an email to everyone who's ever purchased their theme with the free updates, or even if your subscription lapsed and you didn't renew, they'll give you the update for free to make sure that you can get that security hole plugged. And so, and that happens maybe once every couple of years. It doesn't happen often. And so typically the updates are small bug fixes for very specific things, or they're feature additions. And so for me with Divi, I don't do every single update if I don't need the feature that they are doing, or it's not a big security update, then I'm not going to necessarily do the update. And the reason why is on a high traffic e-commerce sites like me and David have, we have to do a lot of testing to make sure it's not going to break anything first. So we have to, on our dev sites, do the updates. We have to test everything thoroughly, make sure the checkout's good, make sure, you know, there's no functionality broken, make sure there's no styling issues. And then we have to go and do a backup and do the update and then test again. And so to do that every single day, we don't have time for that. And so I will typically do updates once or twice a month, unless it's a critical update, which I get notified about. So that's kind of my philosophy. I think in general, for most websites, you do want to make sure you do all the updates. But if you're using a theme with a responsible developer, then you can get away with not doing every single update when they're happening daily.
Yeah, and I'll tell you just what we do with maintenance clients, unless otherwise needed. We don't update them but once a month. You know, that's our agreement with them and stuff. So even if, unless it's a security issue, like Tim said, and look, WordPress updates automatically, regardless, when it's a security issue. So you don't even have to wait to click the button and stuff. But if it's non-security related issues and stuff, we do it once a month, and it's not the end of the world. So I'm kind of in agreement with Tim. Even if you don't know if your theme's a responsible developer, you know, I feel like once a month is adequate. You know, that's just my personal feeling. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you know.
Yeah.
Time is money.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Time's money, and at the end of the day, you know, I could probably spend every day updating websites, you know, and it's just not, it's not the best use of the time and stuff.
No,
so,
nor is it needed. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think if you're doing the responsible update procedures, like we talked about, where you are going through testing it on a dev server first, then doing backup and then doing again, and then testing more, you just don't have the time. If you're just clicking buttons and blindly updating what you shouldn't be doing, then that's a different story. But for doing it the responsible way, once a month, maybe twice a month is adequate.
Awesome. Well, Tim, tomorrow we've got another great topic. How to increase PHP memory limit for your WordPress website. I know there's been several times where I've tried to upload a media file to the web server when working on a web client, and it won't allow it. So, you know, this is one thing you can do to help aid that if you've ever run into it, and it'll help a lot of other things as well. So tune in tomorrow, how to increase PHP memory limit for your WordPress website. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.